Right, okay, we're going to be learning some very interesting halachas tonight, including women and tefillin. Women and tefillin. Women's rights? Women's right? Absolutely. Why not? Women, lulav? Excellent. Women and matzah? Excellent. Women to do mitzvah sukkah? Why not? Women and tefillin? Gets very controversial. Why is that? What's the problem about women wearing tefillin? Good. And we'll talk as well about, we'll talk a little bit more about cholim and tefillin. And let's see where we get up to. Right. Okay. Sim alamet ches, sif aleph. Then, mihem chayovim betfilin v'apturim, who is obligated mitzvahs tefillin v'apturim, and who is exempt from mitzvahs tefillin. Sif Aleph. Choylei me'ayim, somebody whose illness, stomach illness. Potur is exempt mitfilin from mitzvahs tefillin. And the Ramo explains and adds the following words. Afilu ein lo itzar, even if he's not in pain. So the ptur is not the pain aspect. It's the fact that he's got a stomach problem. Aval shar choyle, however, when it comes to other illnesses, not stomach related, shar choyle, other illnesses, im mitztar bechol yoy, if he's in pain and anguish from his illness, ve ein daito miyusheves olav, and his mind is not completely settled, potu, because of the pain, is exempt veim lav. However, if his mind is able to concentrate, chayv is going to be obligated. In other words, we're finding over here two separate pturim, exemption from mitzvahs tefillin. And these are very important. One is the choylei me'ayim aspect, the stomach problem. We know that there's an issa of hafocha, whilst one is wearing tefillin. According to the Shagasai, it's actually Midrash. According to men, it's the Rabbanon. Somebody's got a stomach problem, and the Mishtabura adds also if he's got diarrhea, he's exempt from mitzvah tefillin. He's not allowed to wear tefillin. So there's an absence. He's part of mitzvah tefillin. That's one ptur. Choyle me'ayim is one ptur. Besides that, there's another ptur as well that we know that mitzvah tefillin also has an issa of hesach hadas. Your mind needs to be settled on the tefillin. Yes, you don't have to constantly think about tefillin, but your mind needs to be connected to the tefillin. And hesach hadas, somebody who is, his mind is completely gone away, and he's thinking about who knows what, that is a problem of hesach hadas, and he's not allowed to wear tefillin in that state of mind. Therefore, somebody who's got a lot of pain, we know that pain is one of the things that a person is unable to concentrate when he's got pain. Now, everybody's got different thresholds of pain. But pain, per se, is something which is a ptur, because there's hesach hadas. Person who is in pain, he cannot think about a tefillin that he's wearing. Consequently, there's hesach hadas, and consequently, his potu is exempt from mitzvah tefillin. So again, two pturim. One ptur is choyle me'ayin, stomach, and that has nothing to do with pain and anguish. Nothing to do with it. It's just the fact that he's got a stomach problem. And then, B, there's another exemption, which is the exemption of hesach hadas, which is the problem of somebody's got a lot of pain. If somebody's in pain, cannot concentrate, hesach hadas, he doesn't wear tefillin. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkot Na'alef. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Na'alef says, choyle me'ayim. Vehu adin and simlin mishashosa mashke mishal, so somebody's got diarrhea. And diarrhea is also an exemption in tefillin. Now, this is actually very relevant, because diarrhea is, the post can actually go into many details of diarrhea, and Minchasit Chok Dain Weiss and all the post can speak out that yes, diarrhea, if somebody's got diarrhea, he can't actually put on tefillin. However, if he's able, as we learned previously, if a person is able to release himself enough to feel for a few minutes that he actually is okay, then during those few minutes he should put on tefillin, he should say Shema and Shmoina Esser, and then take them off again. But if he's when it's really, really bad and he doesn't have any minutes that he feels that he's fine, then actually, yes, he's exempt from mitzvah tefillin. He's actually exempt from mitzvah tefillin. Because diarrhea, as we've seen, Mishnah Berurah says, somebody's got diarrhea, he's exempt from mitzvah tefillin. Potu says the Mishnah Berurah, cotton base, potu mishum, the tefillin boy gufnoki. Again, tefillin requires a gufnoki, a clean physical state. And if a person is choleh me'ayim, he's exempt from mitzvah tefillin. Interesting, Shalem Mishneh Berurah addressing Sifkot and Gimel. Metfillin, mi shebitel mitzvah tefillin machmas choleh. Somebody really had a bad choleh me'ayim, or had a really bad diarrhea, and he was unable to put on tefillin for 1 day, 2 days, 5 days, a week, until a month. He didn't put on tefillin for a month. Imagine that. He's unable to put on tefillin for a whole month. And then, he's healthy, Baruch Hashem, again. And now he wants to put on tefillin again. He's able to put on tefillin again. Does he now do the mitzvahs, tefillin with the bracha of Shechiyonu for the first time after 30 days? Or does he say Shechiyonu or not? That's the Mishneh Berurah Shaila. We know, after a bit of time, if you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah again, you make a Shechiyonu. He hasn't put on tefillin for 30 days. Do you make a Shechiyonu? Yes or no? Interesting Shaila. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel, mitfilin mi shebitl mitzvah tefillin machmas choleh. Somebody was unable to put on tefillin because of illness. Ve'ovrol av shloishim yoim, 30 days passed. Ve'lo nicham, he didn't put them on. Kshechoizer minicham, when he puts them back on, ein tzorich levorich shechiyonu, he will not be required to make a shechiyonu. Right. Now, with regards to tzar, we said that there was two pturim, one was the choleh me'ayim, and one was the tzar. How do you define tzar? Interesting, Shaila, pain. Pain is called off threshold, a different threshold. Some people, a little bit of, you know, the tiniest thing, they need a paracetamol, and double dose, you know what the other paracetamol called? The ones that work quicker and stronger, what are the ones? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, ibuprofen, we know, even the slightest pain. Oh, that's interesting. That's very, very interesting. You're saying that it depends how much money you'd actually spend to. Right, so you're comparing, that's very interesting. Very interesting. Or maybe others, the threshold of the pain threshold is very extreme. They can really be in. You know, there's people out there, they I always think about my Schwerzel sein gesund. He can have temperature, he can be any illness, but he goes to work as if nothing happened. You know, some people, their threshold is really, really, I suppose it depends if you're self-employed or not, I suppose. but you know, the thresholds are very different in different people. How do you define? How are you going to define? You think it depends how much money you actually give. How do you define?
It's two studies. One is how much money you'd be willing to take the pain.
Yeah.
And one is how much money you'd be prepared to pay.
Now, yeah, it's true, but you know, it is true. But just to point something out, some people, for money, they'll do anything. Yeah. No, you're right, definitely. There is a bit of a difference over here, because over here the point is, you're right, in the Gemara Yeshtinik is very interesting. However, there's a slightly different point of view. Over here we're talking about Hesach Hadas. As we explained earlier, the point of view is not tzar per se, how much pain. The point of view is Hesach Hadas. If a person is unable to concentrate on the tefillin that he's wearing, Hesach Hadas, don't put on tefillin whilst you have Hesach Hadas. What is the kind of pain that you need to have Hesach Hadas? What is it? How do you define that? Lie down. Now, your geder is a very interesting geder. It's a geder. We find it in Shin Chof Ches. We find it with regards to somebody's unwell. We know somebody's unwell. Really unwell. Chachomim. Well, the starting point is really different. We know that there's an issa of Shrika Samamonim. The refuah to take any medicine on Shabbos is actually also. To take a medicine on Shabbos is also. And the reason being, medicines in previous generations were made out of all types of plants, and you had to, and you had to grind them. And therefore, it was normally homemade. In the back of your kitchen, you had like a little grinding thing. You want a paracetamol, you've got a headache. Instead of taking a paracetamol out of the thing, you'd actually make it yourself, type of thing. So, and therefore, that's grinding. It's the rise of grinding. Chomim therefore said, if somebody needs to take a medicine, you know how to take medicine on Shabbos, because you're going to end up grinding something on Shabbos. That's an Isser of Fu on Shabbos, which is an Isser de Rabbonon. To take a medicine on Shabbos, an Isser de Rabbonon, as explained in Shin Chof Ches. I can't call it ironically, but interestingly, this Gzeira was only made for people who are well or not completely well, but somebody is genuinely unwell, somebody's called, considered a Choyle. Chachamim et Rachmanuson, somebody's a choyle, somebody's a real choyle. Chachamim didn't make a gzera on a person like that. How do you define a choyle? So you're quite right. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch defines in Hilchos Shabbos a choyle with regards to Refuah on Shabbos, somebody who is lying flat on the bed. somebody is a cholik or gufoy, or as the poskim discussed, that if he's actually lying flat, he can hardly get out of his bed, that somebody is considered a chole. And that's the threshold, that if somebody is a chole and he's lying in bed, he can actually take a medicine. The chachamim didn't make a gzeir on a person like that. If he's better, he's feeling better than that, he's actually not allowed to take a medicine. So that's an interesting comparison. But what about here? When is somebody considered unwell, hesachadas, that he's not allowed to put on tefillin? Mishnah Berurah says a fascinating gather in Sifkot and Dalet. Tsar, pain. Afilu even im hoylech beshvokim uvorchovois potu. Even if he is in pain, but he's nevertheless able to go around in the market, what we would call nowadays, he's able to go shopping. If he's able to go to Tesco's and get some, if he's able to go to Manny's and get some, he's able, nevertheless, it's considered a tzar, that he's got hesed chadas, that he doesn't put on tefillin. Imagine that. You meet the fellow in Tesco, you meet him in Mendes, say, how are you today? Well, I'm feeling a bit rotten today. I actually didn't put on tefillin today. You know, and it's fine, because if he's really feeling that level, he's potu. But more than that, the oslo el hachmer atzim, he's not allowed to be stringent on himself. Elo b'shaz kiyah shma v'tefillah. But the only disclaimer is that during Shema and Tefillah if he's able to concentrate and to have not to miss yachdas during Kiyah Shema and Tefillah, then he can put on Tefillin. If he can have a gufnoki and not have zechadas during Kiyah Shema and Tefillah, then he's allowed to. Kama shikas le kama b'seif beis. Very good question. Very, very good question. And I firmly believe that the answer is both. Very good question. Very interesting. What do you, Taina? Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Beis. Misha Boriloi. Somebody who is clear. She'eino yochel ispalel beloi hafocho. Somebody is sure that he's unable to daven without being mfiach, without passing winds. Mutav sheyavu izman tefillah. It is better that he delays the time of tefillah. Mima, rather than sheyispalel beloi gufnoki. Better, if you can't hold yourself back, better to delay the time of tefillah rather than to daven without the gufnoki. Ani kamal tzim pei. Vim yeroe loish yuchal hamid atzmo gufnoki b'shas kriya shma. If however you are able to hold yourself to have a gufnoki during kriya shma, you niach tefillin bein avu lekriya shma v'yivorech, you should just put on shma for shma if you know that you can hold yourself back and it'll be alright. But if you don't know, if you're not 100% sure, then don't put on tefillin then. Wait until you can. Even if you're delaying, even if you're going to push off mitzvahs, if you're going to mivatel the mitzvah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Says the, that's the halacha. That's very important for us to remember to have a gufnoki during, whilst we wear the tefillin. We sing over the chashivus of it again. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't go into that detail, but it's a machloikas achroinim. The Shagas Aryeh says that you actually mefiach in tefillin is actually issa d'oraisa. Many achroinim disagree, and they say it's midrabanan, but certainly the concept of gufnoki is mamash choshev. Yeah.
If you have time only to put tefillin on during the tefillah or for Shema, which should you choose?
Shema. Shema, because of Meidei D'Sheker, yeah. Yes. No, you won't say that then. Correct. Yes. Says the Shulchan Aruch Tziv Gimel, and that's a very hot topic. Women and tefillin, yes.
What happens if you're sure you can hold it back? You pull on the tefillin and all of a sudden you can't hold it back.
If you're sure you can and you can't? Not sure. Shulchan Aruch Tziv Gimel. Noshim ve'avodim. Women and slaves. Noshim ve'avodim. Women and slaves. Pturim mit tefillin are exempt from tefillin. Bipnei she mitzvah zaseh shazman grome. Because mitzvah zaseh grome. So that itself is not sufficient. Because as we mentioned earlier, we know that many women They fulfill so many mitzvahs shezman goma. Think about the lulav, about the sukkah, about the matzah, about all the mitzvahs shezman goma. They fulfill it. And there's a machloke shulchan aruch and rama as to whether they can even make a bracha. According to shulchan aruch, they are not allowed to make a bracha on mitzvahs, on time-related mitzvahs because they're exempt. They can't make a bracha. How can they say vetzivonu? Hashem has commanded us. That's the opinion of the shulchan aruch, and that's how Sfar Shiden do, that the women, if they do fulfill a mitzvah, they won't make a bracha. The Rama disagrees, and he said they are definitely obligated, but if women do a mitzvah, they do make a bracha on it. It's true they're not obligated, but if they do, it is a commandment, it is a mitzvah, they can make a bracha. So certainly we have to understand, why is it that women don't put on tefillin? So it's unbelievable what the Rama says over here. Very interesting. So women are exempt from mitzvah tefillin, but more than that, says the Rama, ve'im anoshim roitzim lachmir al atzman. What happens if you call ladies, very, very firm ladies, very firm ladies, who want to put on tefillin? Moichin b'yodom. You have to be moichin, you have to protest. You can't allow ladies to put on tefillin. You can't. You can't allow women to put on tefillin. Moichin b'yodom. I must say, Michal Bas Shaul HaMelech, the Gemara in Eruvin says that Michal Bas Shaul, she put on tefillin, and the Chachamim loy michu biyodam, biyodah. They weren't noichem. Michal Bas Shaul, the daughter of Shaul HaMelech, she put on tefillin, and they let her get away with it. I suppose you don't start with the daughter of the king, I suppose. You know, you find better. But they weren't moichah, Michal Bas Shaul put on. Very interesting, Gemara says. So, but what is exactly the reason why otherwise you have to be moichah? So all the ladies you have to, why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. In Sif Kotten Yud, says the Mishnah Berurah, Noshim v'tumtum v'andriganus, these are sofik women, sofik men. Chayovim b'tefillin is sofik. They will have to put them on. Is sofik b'chol ha-mitzvah. The poskim can discuss at length as to whether they make a bracha. They don't make a bracha. Fine. If this is yeah. Why is it? Mishnah Berurah addresses. Why is it that tefillin is time bound? Why is tefillin time bound? Because we pasken. I mean, it's a machlokes. But Laila, we pasken zman tefillin. It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes, Laila's man. But so, according to the opinion that all the Laila's man tefillin, why is tefillin not time bound? If night is considered man tefillin, why is tefillin time bound? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Yud Alef, the Shabbos v'yom tov loves man tefillin. Because on Shabbos v'yom tov, according to all opinions, is loves man tefillin. Therefore, tefillin is considered, according to all opinions, time bound because of Shabbos and yom tov. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know. Let's explore that thought. You're saying that if it would be a Darabonon Digadin, then what?
Then technically, it's not really a mitzvah. It's not really a mitzvah.
That's a really interesting thought. I don't know. That's an interesting thought.
As
an ois, yeah. Yes, probably with the rice, I imagine. No, I think you're probably right. It probably is a din Torah. It's a good, fascinating, it's something to explore. Really interesting thought. Really interesting thought. The right to be... The oika dovam in a Torah. Right. Right. Yeah, I hear. That's good. Yeah, it's interesting. Very good. Shkoich. Sif Kotten Yud Beis Hanoshim. I'm pribegotim do adilin in avodim. There's a bit of a discussion with regards to slaves, but Sif Kotten Yud Gimel is a very interesting one. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Why is it that moichim biyodam? Why is it that we don't allow ladies to put on tefillin? Mipnei shetzrichin guf noki. Because we need, as we've discussed, a gufnoki, it needs to be absolutely clean. Venoshim and women ain't zrizois leizoya. They're not zoris to be careful. To have a gufnoki. Therefore, moichim beyodom. I was waiting. You noticed the fact that I stopped.
is the Chofetz Chaim saying this is a emetzius, or this is an opinion, this is a psak?
It is not the Mishnah Berurah.
And the thing is, once Is it something that once he says it's, this is a Kabbalah that he has, that it's always true? Because Mustama, if you can, a child, I'm not a feminist, I'm not suggesting women should have to believe, but it seems a bit of a tenuous toga to put such a halacha on.
Meichim
b'yadam. Because you know what? People have heard Metzios before, and they've said Metzios about astronomy and about the moon.
Right.
And they have been proven wrong.
Okay.
So it's. It seems like a very tenuous toga.
Okay.
To say, this is a fact. And if it's a Kabbalah.
You know what the gentleman would say?
I don't really.
You send the facts to Rick Hussein's
So I'd be interested to know, because it seems like it's not causal. Anyone can be Zoris if they want to be Zoris.
Right.
You can't say that you're not Zoris because it's the Seas. Women can't be Zoris because if you think about it, the Toshin proper. They're very, very well what's going on with their bodies, and they have to be.
Right. That's an interesting thought. It really is an interesting thought.
Perhaps it means the klal is that if you're matzuva, then you're more nervous.
Right. Since you're not matzuva, I think this is a very interesting svara. What do you tell about this?
But it's not, is it matzias? That's the question. It could be, it's a svara, but it... Yeah,
I want to share with you a Tehillah LeDavid. A Tehillah LeDavid, we said something over here, and that's something which I find it's really unbelievable. The Tehillah LeDavid was one of the Chesidim pre-war poskim. Tehillah LeDavid is on Hilchas Shabbos, one of the most powerful svarim on Hilchas Shabbos. Tehillah LeDavid, who says beautiful svaris, and we're often passing according to Tehillah LeDavid's mamash halacha psuko. The Tehillah David says an interesting svara. He says, that whole idea of Moichim B'yodam, surely that was based on the times, and I failed to mention that earlier, but the whole Shulchan Aruch of here is discussing the times, the generations that tefillin was worn throughout the entire day. They put on the tefillin in the morning, they had the tefillin on until it got dark. They took the tefillin off then. There, there's a problem, that's why we're saying that Kufnoki, and it's a matter of problem. I've seen the Ramadan said that the minhag is nowadays not to wear the tefillin the entire day because of Kufnoki. But he says, this halacha surely was referring to the times that we were wearing tefillin the entire day. But he says, surely, this is talking about when tefillin was worn the entire day. But surely, to have a Kufnoki, now that we only wear tefillin for just under an hour or an hour, there, to have a gufnoki for that kind of time, that's not that much of a challenge, says Tehillah LeDavid. That's not that much of a time. That's not so much of a challenge. That, surely, even women should be able to do so, says Tehillah LeDavid. Says Tehillah LeDavid. He says, that all halacha that moichim b'yadam, that makes sense. That makes sense if they're wearing tefillin the entire day. Once you're not wearing tefillin the entire day, says Tehillah David, don't see why you have to be moichim b'yadam. That's the Tehillah David speaking for you. Isn't that an interesting thought? It's not put down in any poskim, but really what comes out from that, if you see a lady in the kosel putting on her tefillin in the talus, according to Tehillah David, yes? Yeah, I'm saying, I don't know about Michal Vashol, I know, and Moichel.
Even more recently, it wasn't the daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting. Yeah, but that's what the Molomaisa says, Moichel B'Yodom. Yeah. Right, okay. Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet. Hamaniach Tfilin, somebody puts on Tfilin, Zoich Leizoir. He needs to be careful, and that's also an additional loch of Hesach Hadas. So he needs to be careful. Mihiru Taivas Isha. He needs to be very careful about the Ihurim of Taivas Isha. If he's unable to do without, he's got constantly Ihurim, then Motiv Shalanicha Meshepetano put on Tefillin. Mishnah and Sifkot Yudalet says Lezoin, it's be careful to bring on Gufnoki, come be Machshov Ra'a. Also for Machshov is Rois, and of course the type of issues considered Machshov Ra'a, and he can't put on Tefillin in that state. But Mishnah Berurah does say in Sifkot and Tezvav Shalai Anicha Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Yireh B'chol HaYicholetz, he should try with all his koyach, Lokrov his Atzmo to restrain himself, Limshech Alev, and to pull his heart, Yirashmaim towards Yirashmaim, Kedele Siach Adas, not to be Mesiach Das, Medivrei Havai, he should not be Mesiach Das, and he should not think about emptiness and amizikim leguf nefesh, would destroy a person's body and mind. For the fun is a leif, and to turn his heart with the kabbalah of machushamayim, the kedusha to be mekabel ol machushamayim in kedusha. So, interesting that he's talking about typhus isha. The poets can go a bit further, and they say that from here we certainly learn that if whilst the person is wearing tefillin, he should try to avoid any other thoughts, even if it's business related. If it's other matters that we are so involved in a million things, what goes in everybody's life, there's a million conversations, a million things that goes from 7 o'clock in the morning till we go to bed, and there's so much going on in our lives, person should try to just switch off, however hard it is, switch off, and at least whilst the person went training, should, as Mishnah Berurah says, try to be koyfes as yitzroy and try to just think about heilige Sachen as much as possible. I remember I was in yeshiva, I was maybe 17 years old. Do you remember getting that? Dan Duna once came to Gateshead and he spoke. Do you remember that? And he spoke, and I remember that. He said that, and he said that imagine there would be a screen showing, saying whilst the person is davening, should be a screen of showing what goes through a person's mind during Shmoneh Esrei. I remember this so clearly. He said, imagine it wouldn't just be in your mind, it would actually be in a person. He said, unbelievable, it's like a truth. It gives us chizik just to think a little bit, to concentrate, at least whilst you're davening, to be concentrating on Dvorim, on the Heilige Sachen. To recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch Shemoy, we started speaking about Chole Me'ayim. There's two elements, that two Pturim. One Ptur is the Ptur of somebody who's a Chole Me'ayim. Gufnoki, a physical state, a person needs to be absolutely clean, not to be mefiach, not to have diarrhea, any of those physical conditions is a problem, and a person can't put on tefillin while in that state. There's also a problem of tzar, if a person is in anguish and pain, doesn't put on tefillin because of hesach hadas, his mind is not concentrating on the tefillin. If his diet is enemy, shavas alav, losh narimo, if his mind is not settled, you don't put on tefillin in that shape, that state. We then started learning, we covered also safe base, somebody knows that he can't physically do it. Better to delay the putting on tefillin until later. Don't put on tefillin whilst you don't have a gufnoki. Do that, put on, you can push off the wearing tefillin until later when you are physically clean. Sif Gimel taught us about noshim v'avodim, about women that are certainly exempt from putting on tefillin, because it's Mishnas Man Gomer. The Remo adds to that, it's actually Moichim B'yodam, we protest and we don't allow ladies to put on tefillin. The reason being, as the Mishnah Berurah says, because you need a gufnoki and noshim and zrizois leizoya. Noshim are not particularly careful, and therefore Moichim B'yodam. We added to the David in brackets. Sif Dala tells us that also Taivas, Hirurim of Taivas Isha is also considered Hesech Hadas, and he's not allowed to put on tefillin whilst he's thinking about Taivas Isha. The Ramo adds that if he can't think about anything else, if his mind is just concentrating about Hirurim, then he can't put on tefillin. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah does say a person is to try to concentrate and focus and restrain himself to think about Yirat Shemayim, not to Mesiach Das whilst he's wearing tefillin. So be zoiche to have such a heilige machshavas as at least when we wear tefillin. Carry on tomorrow, Mitzvah.